Receive your word for 2018. One of my favorite things about the end of the year is choosing my word for the next year, or actually letting the word choose me. An idea I first read about in author Debbie Macomber's book, One Perfect Word. This word becomes a sort of theme for the year, a quality that my soul is helping me cultivate in all areas of my life, not just career. In the past, I've received words such as wisdom, trust, and this year, the word acceptance. Did I resist that quality of acceptance? But finally now, as the end of 2017 is upon us, I feel I finally, well, accepted acceptance. I'm still learning, of course, but I feel much more able to embrace divine acceptance than I did back when 2017 began. I know that this will be a lesson I keep learning throughout my life. Even so, I admit that I was excited that this week I finally felt ready for my new word to show up. And as soon as I asked, my new word came. In the past, it's never come so easily. I am keeping it to myself for now, just in case my soul decides to surprise me tomorrow on New Year's Eve with a different word. I have to say that I am quite thrilled with my new word. But truly, every year that I've done this, every year I've trusted my soul to choose the word for me, even when I first didn't like it, it has never steered me wrong. It's always been a quality that brings me countless blessings and so much learning and understanding. So, my dear, do you have the courage to ask your soul what word is choosing you for 2018? The first step is to ask your soul to show you what the word is and then stay open to receive the guidance. You might just receive the guidance quickly like I did when I asked this week. It might just pop into your head. You might just have an inner knowing about it. Or perhaps it'll take a few days, and that's okay. It might be a word that you just keep hearing or you notice on license plates or in a song. You'll know if you stay awake that that is the word meant for you. Trust that your word will show up for you in the perfect way if you're open and that it will bring you wonderful blessings, even if at first maybe you don't like it. Remember, the word chooses you, not the other way around. Many blessings and have a wonderful New Year's Eve. Love, Lisa.